take it to another level. I want to talk more today about our relationship with God. I'm looking around, and I have kind of asked the Holy Spirit to speak to me. I believe that everybody in here has a relationship with the Lord. All of you guys are... Now, if I say there are levels in your relationship, you believe that? Yes. Like, there is either you dig hard or you don't dig at all, or you just got your feet wet, or you're all in, or vice versa. So we're all at different levels. But I do believe that everybody in here has some sort of a biblical relationship with the Lord. And some people in here are more than the others, but not that you're greater in the kingdom. God looks at us all equally, but every day we ought to strive to get better. So we're gonna talk about our relationship with the Lord, and I've got this illustration set up. Does anybody know what this may could represent? I just want to hear from you guys. Have and have not. That's good. All right, so just for the podcast, what we have set up, we have a table that's split, and one side of it has lace, and it's very elegant with wine glasses and real china. And then the other set of the table has all paper products. Okay, so that's what we're looking at today. So what I want you to do is get a good visual of this being God and this being us. Okay, God is seated here and we are seated there. All right, y'all with me? We are seated on the paper end and God is seated on the fine china end. Okay. Now, I want to just start out by saying thank you. Okay, can we all just put our hands together? Thank you for having a relationship with God or for serving God as long as you have. Okay, I don't care how long. I don't care. I do care what it looks like, but we're going to get there. But how many of y'all have been serving God for a year or less? Raise your hand. Okay. What about 5 years or less? Raise your hand. All right. That was the clap for you. Okay. Now, what about 5 years to 10 years? Raise your hand. Okay. That was a clap for you. All right. What about 10 years plus forever? Praise the Lord. That hand clap was for you. Even if you just got into God, the hand clap is for you. Because there is some value that's placed on you for not giving up. Amen? A lot of times we get so frustrated because people aren't where we think that they need to be. The only thing is we say we know the Word of God, but honestly, we don't know the Word of God to the extent to say that that's where you should be. Like, we can't tell somebody that's where you need to be because the Bible is so all over the place. Where is where I need to be? So what we have to do, what we do subconsciously is we compare them to our life. And we're like, well, you're not where I'm at, so there comes the judgmental spirit. And it's wrong. Listen, their relationship and your relationship with God is to be valued, it is appreciated, and it is to be applauded. And I stand here and say thank you for not giving up. There's many people, and y'all know them, there's many people that have served God and had a relationship with God and ain't there no more. They totally just turned their back. Here, and their failures is what you hear. Their failures, you're such a failure. No, the true failure, listen, you're not labeled a failure by falling. You're labeled a failure by falling and not getting up. You have to get up from the failure. It's not this that you fall and stay down and be kicked on all the time. That is a failure if you do not rise up and get back to where you need to be. Amen? So 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 10 months, 10 weeks, I applaud you. Thank you for not giving up because I'm telling you, man, in this day and time, Christianity is weird. We have to contend with our faith all the time. We got to tell people what we believe. We were like, what you believe about this? What you believe about that? And listen, I believe, I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but I believe Nikes are better than Reebok. I believe in some Nikes. And now I have done, moved over and transitioned over to some Brooks. Y'all know anything about Brooks? They're the best running shoes in the world. my opinion, my belief, because I've warned them, I've tried them, and they do well with me. Not with you. You would go to Walmart and buy some. But it's your belief. It's what you believe in, and it's because you've never really tasted and saw. If I could give you a pair of Brooks to ride out and to say, hey, try these out for 6 months and come back and tell me what you believe. Do you believe that the support is better or not? And people get so caught up in the world with their beliefs, and I'm telling you, man, I can't stand the belief. Because it gets so messed up in this world, and we're out here and we're like, well, you believe this and I believe this. You know what it does? Causes division. That's all it's doing is causing division. What's important is that your relationship with God is what you want it to be and what God says that it should be. And if you're not convicted by, if you're not following your own convictions, so be it, man. I told us last week that why do we put ourselves in the judgment seat? We are not the judge. Stop. Listen, that, what's this thing called? The gavel does not belong to you. The robe does not belong to you. What would the judge of Chambers County do if you went up on his stand, grabbed his gavel, and put on his robe? Officer, deputy, please come and arrest this man. We are not to become the judge. Let God do what God was designed to do, please. This world would be so much better. The people that I hang around would be so much more pleasanter. That ain't even a word. But everything would be so much more peaceful if we could just get along. I know that's cliche, but still. Just get along. Stop worrying about your beliefs. What's important is that you value your relationship with God. That's the key. Value it. Do you value it? How do you value it? On what level do you value? And that's what I want to get at today. So I have put this illustration. You know I love introductions. So what I've got set up here is an illustration about my introduction that I just gave you guys about our relationship with God is to be valued. Now, let's talk for a minute about the side that we appear to be on, which is what I have here is a paper plate. Okay. Now, how many of you in here use these? Raise your hand. Miss Holy? You do not use paper plates. Praise the Lord. I can use you as an example. Like, dang. Right? Tyrone, you use paper plates? You got like an army living with you. Right on. All right. Y'all use them? Yeah, I think everybody raised their hand but Whitney. So the podcast will even know that. Whitney Nolan uses real stuff. All right. So what we have here, what I have here is a paper plate that we all use. One time or another, some of us use it religiously. Some of us, every time we go to Walmart, every time we go to the grocery store, we pick up a thing of paper plates. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, y'all with me? The only way God gave me this word is because I was eating out of one at the time. So I'm with you. Amen? So I was sitting at the table, eating my breakfast one morning, and I looked down and I was reading my Bible and I wasn't really hearing from the Spirit as I wanted to or as I was asking to about this message from what I was reading. So I just kind of looked at my plate, and as I was finishing it up, I'm like, golly. So anyway, the Lord just rolled from there, okay? So this is how He works with me. So this is a paper plate. We all use it. We all depend on it. But how many of you know it has no value to it? Zero value. But it is, you depend on it, right? It has zero value, but you depend on it. Not once a day, not twice a day, but all day long, half of us, if not all of us, depend on a paper product. Okay? Now, this generation that we're living in today, it is a very busy generation. It is a very confused generation. It is a very persuasive generation. Y'all agree? That we as a generation can be persuaded into doing a lot of things. Anything. If something new comes out, we jump on it. every single time, technology being the biggest right now. Okay? The newest trend is a big. Anything that they want to release for Christmas times that our kids see on TV, we happen to cleave towards it, and we're like, yes, I'm going to get that. So this has become a very persuasive generation that if you can show me something that's going to make my life easier, I'm all for it. If you're going to show me something that can make me connect wirelessly and make it more convenient for me, I'm going to get away from the rotary telephone. I'm going to get away from things that cost me my time so I can have more time in the day by compromising quality over quantity. So what we're doing here is what quantity versus quality looks like is you're willing to drop something of quality. Let's just say your quality time with your family. You're willing to drop that quality time with your family in order to enjoy more time with a bunch of friends. It looks like that. It can look other ways that I'm not getting examples from, but it could, quantity versus quality could look so many things. But what we have done is we have done this. We have compromised our quality plates for a quantity of paper plates. When you buy paper plates, you can get them for approximately $2.97 at Walmart. Everything's on the 97 at Walmart, by the way. It's something 97, right? Watch out for falling prices. So you've got paper products. You can get these probably 150 for $2.97. That's quantity. You can get this, which says Fine China Royalton China Company Porcelain Fine China. Okay? Now, does anybody want to give a shot at how much fine china cost per plate? Not a set. Okay. It's Cordon. Who makes it? It's Cordon. Okay. These things range from anywhere to $18.95 a plate to $100, if not more, per plate. This is porcelain. This is porcelain, which puts you around the price margin of $20 a plate. Now, if you have a set of eight, how much does that equal? $160. Now, if you want to throw in this little coffee cup, teacup, and you want to throw in the saucer that holds the teacup, and then you want to throw in all the fine wine glasses, you are looking at a table sitting of eight, you are looking at approximately $800, $900, maybe $1,000. Alright? But what we have done is, everybody in this building, you're not going to sit here and tell me you don't have glass plates or a real plate in your house. Every person in here has it. Yes? Yes. And every person in here has the paper, other than Whitney. Okay? Now, what this has begun to look like is we have compromised this real plate for this bunches of plates. Now, this is what we've done. People always fuss. People always gripe. Because we don't have no money. Okay? Watch this. If you... How many... Okay. Your paper products that you have compromised and that you buy cost you money. Do you know if you'll stop buying paper plates, you'd save money? You would never need to buy another plate again if you was used the ones you got. I'm not lying. This is true. You would never, ever, ever spend another dollar on a plate if you would use the plates that you have. But what have we done? We have compromised our time. It is more convenient. It is better economical. It is paper. It has no value to us. Just throw, hey, Daddy, what do you want me to do with my plate? Throw it away. Don't bring it to me. Put it in the trash. Daddy, what do you want me to do with my plate? Go put it in the sink. Why? Because we got to wash it. We don't want to throw it away? Absolutely not. Why? Because, son, that's a plate. Because that has value. So what I'm trying to pull across here is that this glass plate, this porcelain plate, has value. This paper plate has no value. Would this paper plate have value to the normal homeless person? Yes. Because they're tired of eating out of their lap. They're tired of eating off the corner of a bridge. They're tired of eating off a dirty rock. They're tired of eating out of their hands. Oh, how I would love to have my whatever I find on a plate. Right? How much we take for advantage what we have. And this is what we've done. We have taken, when the world makes something new, we jump on it. You didn't start using paper plates until they made paper plates. And you saw paper plates, you was like, dang, let's get us some paper plates. Man, that's better. No, listen, it's not better. You've compromised. It's not better, it's easier. It's not better, you've just compromised quality over quantity. I've preached this quantity over quality before, that we don't need to compromise our quality relationship with God for quantity of friends. We don't need to compromise our quality relationship with God for a quality of this world and what this world offers us. We don't, but we are. We are. Let me clear some scripture up right quick. I've got one that I want to read, and I'll break it down for us. Let's go to 1 Peter right quick. 1 Peter chapter 1. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great, what we talked about last week, it's by His great mercy, I'm reading out of the NLT, that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation and we have a priceless inheritance. Priceless inheritance. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Verse 6. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials may show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far from precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor in the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love even though you have never seen Him, though you do not see Him now. You trust Him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Now, I know I'm reading a lot of this to try to get it in context because I don't want to leave anything out. The reward for trusting Him would be salvation to your souls. Verse 10. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. Verse 11. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when He told them in advance about Christ's suffering and His great glory afterwards. Verse 12. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news we have been announced to you, that those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is all so wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. Now, verse 13. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires that you didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything that you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say this, you must be holy because I am holy. Verse 17, and remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time here as temporary residents, for you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. So sad. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, with those with which lose their value. Say value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. But now, in the last days, he has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God. Because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. Now, verse 22, you were cleansed from the sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love to others and brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. Verse 23, for you have been born again, but not with a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like the flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. Amen? So it goes on talking about rid your behavior of all hypocrisy and jealousy and all this good stuff. So I want you to go back to verse 3 and let's look at that. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a what? A mine says a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, and it is pure, and it is undefiled, and it's beyond the reach of change, and it is beyond the reach of decay. Now, let's go back to the plates. Will this decay? Will this decay? Okay? Now, the fine china is always taken care of. Amen? Where would you find fine china in a home? Where? In a china cabinet? In your cabinets? Where else? Where are your plates at home? Just to be pretty. All right. So, do you not know that these paper plates are disposable items? They are straight up disposable items. We talked about this. Now, but the fine china is not disposable. I'm getting somewhere. The fine china is to be valued. The fine china is to be not tampered with. The fine china is to be put out to look pretty. The fine china is to be mantled, so to speak, and put into a cabinet for all to see. And why does this make us feel good when we place this stuff in a china cabinet? Like, I want to hear from my mama, because my mama has a china cabinet full of this stuff. And they got some rabbits on them. Okay, and she's got a set. And then she's got another set of fine china stuck up under the china cabinet that nobody can see. So you have triple, double, quadruple amount. You have so much value in plates that nobody uses. Amen. Why is this? Why is this? Why? That woman, no joke, and I'm not using her. I'm using her as an example, because this is where I saw it too, when I was like, Mama, look, I need this and I need this, and you're the only one I know that's got it. Boy, you better be careful with my china. Right? I've got plates at home, but I don't value them. I don't really use them. Now, I can tell you that if Whitney and Jeremiah came over for dinner, I'd probably pull them out. You know you would too. If the new Robinsons come over to the Pastor Mark and Cassie's house, you... No, okay. No, no. We're going to stick with paper, baby. Hot wings and chicken wings, paper plates. I got too many kids in the house. Right? Not a good example. I'll use mine. If I brought Whitney and I brought Jeremiah over, Tiffany would pull out the good plates. I know. We wouldn't be using this right here, paper cup. We'd be using a real cup. Not a real Ninja Turtle cup, a real glass cup. Right? We would not be using fake silverware. We would be using real silverware. We wouldn't be using paper towels and McDonald's napkins. I went to McDonald's. Put them in a dash. Put them in the dash. Bring them home. We'll put them in the napkin thing. Right? What I'm trying to get over is a visualization on how much we are suckers for cheap stuff. Okay? We are a sucker for anything that is going to be more convenient for us. Anything this world offers us, we pounce on it if it's going to make our life better. But there's so much that God says that will make our life better that we don't pounce on. What would the consumers, we as the consumers buying this paper, useless product, what would the consumers say if everybody stopped? They would pull it. They would have to, but because there's no profit margin in it. They would have to. What if, do you hardly ever see people buying plates anymore? And then the Lord spoke to me last night. We was at Bed Bath & Beyond, and a lady in front of me was buying a huge set of plates. I was like, wow, this stuff goes on. And I wanted to stop her and say, who are you buying that for? Huh? It's Christmas time. You buying it for you? Because I doubt it. You're probably buying it for somebody else, right? So what I'm looking at is I want to know how many of you, the plates that you have, how many of you purchased those? Raise your hand. Well, y'all crazy because I didn't purchase mine. It was given to me. Mine was given to me. You know what? Either my mama gave them to me. Here, take these dishes home. You and Tiffany gonna need them. Okay. Tiffany's mama gave us a set of real nice purple flowery glass plates that I was going to bring in here that she probably would have flipped out, so I'm like, I'm just going to keep in the cabinet. All right? So they were given to me. There was nice china that was given to me that I have yet to eat off of. Seriously. Seriously. And I'm convicted by this. Because I don't eat off of it because I'll have to wash it, I'll have to dry it, and then I'll have to put it up. I will have to value that plate if I get it out. I will have to be careful with that plate if I get it out. But not this kind of plate. Not this paper kind of plate. I'll even let Corbin go get one. Go get a paper. Go get a plate. Every time I say go get a plate, he don't go to the real place. He goes to the paper plates. Every single time. Now, some of y'all can go with these good paper plates, but some of y'all go real cheap and get these kind of paper plates. Y'all know the ones I'm talking about. 89 cents for 550. Those kind of plates. Y'all know, you got to have three of them to keep the grease from leaking through. Listen, man. We depend on plates. What if I hand you your food on this? I'm talking about steak, baked potato, and French fries. I'd be like, my God, right? Like, what is this? When we have so much better. There. We have so much better of a plate. How come when you go out to eat, they never serve you on paper? No, because people like to go out to eat because they are catered to. People like to go out to eat because they don't have to cook, they don't have to clean, and they are served, right? Do you not know that God wants to serve us on a silver platter? God wants the best for us. God wants us to eat off quality stuff. God wants us to have a quality relationship. He wants us to take care of our relationship with Him. He don't want us to treat it with a paper plate mentality. He don't want us to have a relationship to where we throw away all the time. He don't want us to have a relationship to where we're just like, it's just no value. I am so used to praying, it don't mean nothing to me no more. I am so used to eating off paper plates, it don't mean nothing to me no more. I don't even think about a paper plate. I don't even think about the real china anymore. It don't mean anything to you because you don't value your relationship with God. When are we going to start valuing our relationship with God? It means something. I applaud you for 3 years. I applaud you for 3 months and 40 years. Thank you for not giving up, but do you value it? What does it look like and what level do you value it on? Is what I'm trying to get to today. Paper plates. You know what you can do with them? You can bend them. Paper plates, you can fold them. Paper plates, you can tear them. And tear them. And throw them away. Some of y'all use them as dustpans in the kitchen. You laugh and get your ha ha. Right? They have no value to you, a paper plate does. Even the styrofoam plates, not paper, even the styrofoam plates, you can bend them. You can fold them. And you can even tear them, but they seem to be a little bit better of quality. So you're going to go for that, right? Because you know quality means something to you. Even when you think that it is about the quantity of the plates and you saving money, here's your revelation. You'd save even more money if you'd stop buying them. If you'd stop buying them. Does this have anything to do with you going home and getting out your plates and getting rid of paper? No. I want you to see this in the spiritual. That it, I need you to this relationship with God to mean something to you. And I'm going to be honest with you. If we could get our minds to where we can use it as paper plates, our relationship with God, it'll be a better place. Watch this. You use it all the time. You use it at breakfast. You use it at lunch. You use it in your car on your way to work. You use it when your kids wants to eat. You use it whenever you want to mix up some coloring at work. I'm talking about your relationship with God, but I'm talking about a paper plate mentality. You use it when you want to do crafts with the kids. You do it when you want to write somebody a note. You do it with the gospel. You do it with your relationship with God. Everything you can do with a paper plate mentality if you would just know that your relationship with God is solid. It is solid and it means something to me and I am to value this thing. Watch this. The real plate cannot be bent. It cannot be folded. And it cannot be torn. Why? Because my relationship with God is solid. It is solid. There is no possible way for you to mess this plate up unless you drop it and you break it. Amen?
Amen.
I drop that plate and I drop that plate and I drop that plate. Now, my relationship with God is broken. And what am I going to do? I'm going to go back to the paper. I'm going to go back to the world. I'm going to go back to the things that the world offers me. And you know what? We can't applaud you no more for living for God for a year. We can't applaud you no more for living for 40 years. Because you've given up. You know what? You didn't only fall, you stayed down. And you become a failure because you did not get up. Listen, the plate is still set for you. God's promises is still there for you. God's communion is still there for you. For you to come over here and dine with Him and eat off a king's plate. But you can't do it because you're living over here with this paper plate mentality. Thinking, you know what? The world offers me something better. Listen. I can agree that the world might offer you something better here, but if you'll live for God here, when you get there, you're going to have it better. And the only way this relationship with God, your relationship to God, cannot be torn, it cannot be bent, it cannot be broken, it cannot be pulled apart, it cannot be shaken. It is a solid foundation that you have with God. The only thing that will jack your relationship up with God is if you drop it. If you drop it and you break it and you don't value it, then it is broken. Simple. That's why when we get these things out, we take care of these things, man. You ought to take your plate out with God. You ought to take your relationship out with God. And you ought to wash that thing, knock the dust off that thing. Don't keep it in a china cabinet to where everybody thinks it's awesome. Because as soon as you drop it, it don't become awesome no more. Does it? It don't become awesome no more when you drop your relationship with God. It becomes like every other thing. It's disposable. Throw it away. It's worthless now. It's worthless. Does this plate mean anything to you now? But this was my fine china. You should have took care of it. You should have valued it a little more. And you shouldn't have been so reckless with your relationship. You shouldn't have been. Is God mad at you? No. No, but you were reckless with it. One, you never pulled it out for people to see it. Two, when people come over, then you wanted to pull it out. But you yourself can't even eat off the plate of a relationship. When people come over to your house, you want to pull it out to just glory them and say, oh my God, look at these plates, and I'm going to pull out the good stuff for you. Listen, man, pull out the good stuff every day for you. You pull out your relationship with God means something to you, and thank you for not giving up. I applaud you for being in God as long as you have. But listen, man, the table is set for two. It's you and God, but you... don't have to eat from that junk anymore. This is your table setting from now on. And these plates mean nothing to you. That broken relationship is broke, but you know what? If I sit down and I commune with my God and my King, you know what? Feed me. And He's always there to set you a plate. He's always there to say, you know what? You can eat from my table. The grace, man. It's the grace that the table stays set. I don't care what piece of your relationship that you have broke with God. It is always the time to commune with God. Always. You can drink from my cup, He says. You can dine with me. Oh, hallelujah. And the crumbs that fall on the floor, where do they go to? Think about that. Who? The dogs. It's biblical. God, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm back. I'm back. Let's eat. Let's eat. And from now on, God, I'm going to value my relationship. I sat across the table Monday morning eating breakfast, and I looked across the table, and in vision, I saw my Father sitting at the table with me. And I'm thinking, my God, I can dine with you anytime I want to. Anytime. I don't care what I've done. My Father sits at the table with me. And I can dine with Him. I can eat from His table. I can eat at His feast. And honestly, if He was here, He would wash my feet. He loves me so much. There's your revelation. I want to eat with God, man. My relationship with God from now on will be valued. No longer will I sit here and recklessly play with this plate like I did a few minutes ago. No, not my relationship with God. No, ooh, sorry, God. No. I almost chipped it. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? That my relationship with God means something to me. And not only does it mean something to me, it means something to Him. Your relationship with God is serious, man. And you ought to take it serious. We ought to take it serious. And this stuff down here is no value to us anymore. It is the world's junk, and I am not going back to this paper, disposable, bendable, breakable, undependable plates. Not. Because this right here is what's solid in my life. My call of God and my relationship with Him. But if you drop that thing, it's gone. It's gone. And you ain't going to put it back together. It is shattered, but you know what? There's a new setting for you. Every time. Every time there's a new setting. And that is the craziness love of God for us. He loves us that much, man. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand grace. It's awesome. I try to share grace, but it's hard. Come on, now you're trying to amount to the man. I can't show you that much grace. But if I could love you with an ounce of what God loves me with, it would be awesome. Amen? I guess how we want to close this thing is there's two different people. There's two different types of people in here. There's people that have a relationship with God, and it's all that. And then there's people in here that have a relationship with God that they don't feel that it's all that. Does that kind of make sense? But the setting is there. Like, everything is available for you to eat. Like a king, man. If you would just value what's in front of you. If you would value those plates and you would value that relationship with God that you have the way that people do their china. I'm telling you, you would go to the next level. Listen, I challenge you to do it. And I guarantee you, God will work quick. I believe that there's one reason why people don't serve God wholeheartedly, and it's because of this, because they've tried and God didn't bless them. So now you're saying if God don't give you nothing, you're not giving Him jack. The paper plate mentality is wrong. It's not to be trashed. I don't care if you've been serving God for 2 weeks. Keep going. Keep going. 30 years, keep going. Because I'm telling you, it says that it is in heaven for you to receive. That by His great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now that we live with great expectation and we have a priceless inheritance. An inheritance that is kept in heaven for you. It's pure and it's undefiled beyond the reach of change and decay. And that's powerful. That says, I got to keep going so I can get that. That says, I got to keep going, man. I don't care how long it's been, keep going. Verse 23 says, for you have been born again, but not a life that will quickly end like these paper plates. Your life will last forever just like this plate. Because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. Your relationship will last forever. But you know what? Time and time again we drop it. Time and time again we break it. But time and time again, grace and mercy is right there on that plate, man. Right there on that table. And if I'll just sit down, commune with Him, repent, He says, welcome back. Guys, it's that simple. Stay in your relationship. Don't ever come out. If you're not there, get in. If you in, go deeper. If you are already deep, don't drop it. Amen? Amen. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this time. We thank You for this illustration, Father. Lord, we just ask You that there's anybody in this room that does not know You as their personal Savior, God, that the Holy Spirit would immediately convict them in the name of Jesus, God, and come to repentance. Father, we thank You that the table is set for us. God, we thank You that the table has been prepared for us. God, and we are kings, God, with You. We are seated at the right hand of God. And Lord, You make intercession for us, God. We have received an inheritance in heaven, Father. Let us be able to look at it in the natural and see what it is that You're doing for us and how much You love us, God. No matter what we break, no matter what we drop, You are always there to redeem us and to forgive us, Father. We thank You so much for every person in here, God. The ones that have been serving You for for years and 30 years and 40 years, God. Lord, for you to spark a new spark in them, God, a new life in them, that they would stop, Lord, serving you off a paper plate and start serving you, God, on these real plates, God, that they would sit at your table, move out.